Good morning.
It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Alan, Israel's president has signaled he will move quickly to task a new candidate with forming a government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to do so ahead of a midnight deadline. Netanyahu's political future, of course, thrown into question over all this. Does he survive?
Well, you know, everybody has a certain term in life, and you can export that concept to how long you can be prime minister. Look, the Israeli people want a prime minister who will protect them from outside forces. And they have always seen Netanyahu, with all of his faults, and he has many of them, as that person. But it is very, very close. It's down the middle. And it is time, obviously, that there will be a change in administrations. I think if the Israelis want a prime minister, David, they're going to have to roll up their sleeves and make a decision as to when that is going to happen. Sooner or later, it has to happen. Of course, as you know, Netanyahu is being accused of crimes and has to face that, and that is of concern because we know that he has accepted gifts. The question is, did that violate the law? And we'll see, but my sense of it is that Netanyahu is reaching the end of the rope.
Over to the U.S. from the Washington Post this morning. States passed 28 anti-abortion bills in 4 days. Alan, in Oklahoma and Idaho, state lawmakers just banned most abortions at the first sign of a fetal heartbeat. In Arizona, a new law bars patients from seeking an abortion for genetic abnormalities. In Montana, providers can no longer perform abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. They are all part of an unprecedented storm of activity fueled by conservative legislators and aimed at restricting abortion access for millions of Americans.
David, it doesn't stop there. Yes, we know how some people on the right have seized upon abortion as their great symbolic difference that makes them worthwhile. We know that the right wing has often tried to take away from women the right to control their own bodies. I personally think it's disgusting that they are doing that. I don't think anybody is for abortion, but I do think everybody is for allowing women to control their own bodies. Look, let anybody who thinks that their daughter, their sister, their wife, their mother hasn't the right to control their body, let them stand up and say it and face the cameras. It is one more symbol of males controlling females in this world, and that has got to stop.
Well, the relative silence coming from former President Donald Trump may end today, Alan, as Facebook is going to have to make a decision as to whether to let Trump back on the platform. If it rules in Trump's favor, Facebook has 7 days to reinstate the account. If the board upholds Facebook's decision, Trump will remain indefinitely suspended. Imagine his voice back out there every day.
I can, and I think it's going to happen. Look, if it can't be Facebook, it'll be somewhere else. This guy, of course, is a great menace, and we have to hold him responsible for what he did on January 6th when he encouraged those people to get down to the Capitol and riot, because that's what they did. On the other hand, there is something so difficult saying to people in this country, which values its First Amendment and freedom of speech, that they can't, that they won't. Because as soon as he's reelected, if he is reelected, and I hope he isn't, but as soon as he's reelected, or as soon as the Congress becomes Republican, you better believe they're going to do it to others too. They're going to say, Joe Biden is dangerous. Kamala Harris is dangerous. You know, I think that the greater good is served in this country when people are allowed to speak and others are allowed to understand what they're saying and to be properly revulsed by it. Sure, you can keep Donald Trump from speaking, but all it does is encourage a lot of people to think he's on the right side. Let people hear what this, I'm sorry for saying this, this lying liar, or jerk has to say. I cannot believe that you can risk the American democracy and allowing people to speak, because if you do, with one case, it'll certainly turn around and bite you in the behind.
Speaking of, on Tuesday, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released an updated set of climate averages, Alan, for the contiguous United States based on the 30-year period from 1991 to 2020, including more than 9,000 daily reporting stations. It refers to these averages as climate normals and updates them once every decade. Compared with previous 30-year periods, the climate has turned unambiguously warmer and wetter. Surprise!
Yeah. Tell us what we don't know already. And when it's warmer and wetter, the oceans will rise, islands will fail, New York City will have more Katrinas, and one after another, we will see the continuance of our folly. We know it's folly. And if it doesn't change, if we're not smart enough to protect ourselves, our children, and their children, then you're going to see a very, very unhappy time here in America, and frankly, across the world.
Well, Alan, if you really want to get away from it all, you can now. You literally can head up into space. Space tourism is beginning. 60 years after Alan Shepard became the first American in space, everyday people are on the verge of following in his cosmic footsteps. Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin Company, finally opening ticket sales for short hops from Texas, launched by a rocket named New Shepard. Details coming today. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic to kick off tourist flights next year. Elon Musk also. You want to take a trip to space?
What are you, crazy? I don't want to get up on a ladder. And I think anybody and I think anybody who does is just taking a tremendous risk. But okay, if you got a lot of money, and this smacks of people who have a lot of money, go ahead, get up there. See if I care. It's your life, and you can risk it. But why? So you can take a look down and see the Earth? Please.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with his feet firmly planted.
You bet. And speaking of, we all have to hope that we can keep this radio station alive. We see chaos in New York City as one of the largest public radio stations in the country faces incredible problems. We haven't seen that yet, but we could if everybody doesn't put something in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We're counting on you, folks.